Rob Schneider says Garth Brooks should just shut up after calling Bud Light boycotters a-holes. By Paul Bois on June 20, 2023. Comedian Rob Schneider said that country music titan Garth Brooks should just shut up after he called Bud Light boycotters assholes when promoting his new bar. I think next time, he's going to stay out of it. Isn't he? I think Garth Brooks, next time, is going to shut his mouth. And he's going to pretend like I don't have anything to do with what beer is chosen in my restaurant, Schneider told Fox News. I mean, just from a business standpoint, just shut up. Say I have nothing to do with it, he added. Schneider said that he relates to Garth Brooks slightly, noting that they both can be susceptible to ego. You know, he had to put this in, well, I think that, you know, I'm a good person because I did. And it's like, shut up, Schneider said. As I was saying on Fox and Friends this morning, I sound like a baseball player who apologized for upsetting people because he dared give an opinion about what was happening at one of his favorite shopping places, Target, and then he apologized to the fans and friends, and then he still gets booed, he added. As Breitbart News reported, Garth Brooks sparked backlash among fans when he said that his Nashville bar, Friends in Low Places, would be serving Bud Light, a beer that has since seen a sharp decline in sales after it partnered with transgender TikTok star Dylan Mulvaney. Yes, we're going to serve every brand of beer. We just are. It's not our decision to make, he reportedly said during a Q&A session for Billboard's Country Live in Conversation. I want it to be a place you feel safe in, I want it to be a place where you feel like there are manners and people like one another, he said. And yes, we're going to serve every brand of beer. We just are. It's not our decision to make, Brooks continued, adding drinkers who disagreed with him could go to plenty of other spaces on Lower Broadway. If you come into this house, love one another. If you're an asshole, there are plenty of other places on Lower Broadway. In my existence, one asshole can turn the whole tide down there. My thing is, let's create a place that you feel safe in, he continued. Fans of Brooks were so enraged by the comment that they publicly vowed to boycott his bar as well as his music. The country superstar responded during his Inside Studio G Facebook livestream wherein he said that while he respects people who have different opinions, he will always stand behind diversity and inclusiveness. Diversity. Inclusiveness. That's me. That's always been me, he said. I get it. Everybody's got their opinions. But inclusiveness is always going to be me. I think diversity is the answer to the problems that are here and the answer to the problems that are coming. So I love diversity. All included, so all are welcome. I understand that might not be other people's opinions, but that's okay. They have their opinions, they have their beliefs, I have mine. As to his decision to serve Bud Light, Brooks said that as a bar owner, he simply wants to include the most popular beers and let the customers decide. Let's talk about being a bar owner. I'm a bar owner now. Are we going to have most popular beers in the thing? Yes. It's not our call if we don't or not. It's the patrons' call, the bosses, right? Bring them in there, if they don't want it, I got to go to the distributors and say, hey man, your stuff's not selling, and then the action gets taken, he said. Brooks concluded with a call for people to come to his bar with a spirit of tolerance and an open mind. So, here's the deal man, if you want to come to Friends in Low Places, come in with love. Come in with tolerance. Patience. Come in with an open mind and it's cool. And if you're one of those people that just can't do that, I get it. If you're ever one of those people that ever want to try, come. Let's go have some fun, he concluded. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed on Tubi, Google Play, YouTube Movies, or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.